Hello there, this is Ken study journey audio articles, 7 places to study faster and productively. I'm Ken, a Chinese senior high level student in Guangdong Country Garden School. Welcome to Ken's study journey audio articles. Studying faster and effectively is indispensable for students because it can let you get more knowledge in a short time. If you study slowly, you will need to take more time to study and will have less free time. In order to study effectively, you need to find a good and quiet place to study. Meanwhile, studying in a good place can be better for your score and results. However, if you study in a noisy or bad environment, you will study slower and slower, and it will take your valuable time. As I am an A-level student, my studying tasks are heavier and heavier. I need to study even all day. Today, I am going to introduce 7 places where you can study productively. Let's jump in. First, I'm going to tell you about the conditions to study productively. Studying environment should have some good conditions, such as good atmosphere, quiet with noise less than 70 decibels, stay for quite a long time, delicious and energetic food, enough lights and illuminations, enough places to put items, enough studying spaces, nice service, and free Wi-Fi and charging ports which are optional. Coffee shops and cafes are my best choice to study. They have a lot of benefits, so we can study effectively there. The atmosphere is very clean, so I can be energetic to study. The foods are very good as extra energy. Both atmosphere and food can boost my studying speed. I can study and refill energy in unison. They are so quiet, even if there are so many people in them. The noises are usually quieter than 60 decibels. Coffee shops usually have free Wi-Fi and charging ports, so that you can save your cellular data and find information and knowledge on the internet conveniently. And you can charge your devices, so that you can study for a long time. Also, they have enough lights and spaces to put your items aside and study. You will study at a fast speed as a result. I do believe that coffee shops are excellent places to study effectively. Never have I studied in coffee shops slowly. For example, during the A-level exam season, I have practiced A-level physics past papers at Starbucks. My rating for coffee shops is 5 out of 5. School is my second choice. You can study in a school, including your classroom, self-study room, and library. In some occasions, due to the pandemic at my home city, I have to stay at school at some weekends. If you feel bored, you can find motivation at school by studying and discussing together with your classmates or schoolmates. Since it is the main place to study and have lessons, you can keep self-studying there to enhance your studying vibe. You will seldom be distracted since this is a place designed for studying. However, some schools may restrict or ban electronic devices to ensure the safety of students. My rating for school is 5 out of 5. Libraries are my third choice. You can study in a library instead. The library is a quiet place to study. The noises are usually quieter than 45 decibels. It has enough space to put your items and study. It also has enough lights and charging ports, so you can study in the evening or for a long time. There are a lot of books, so I can borrow some books and get more knowledge. However, some libraries ban food, so I can't eat or drink to get more energy to study. My rating for libraries is 4 out of 5. The next one is bookstores. It's also a good place to study and buy books. There are so many people buying books every day, so they are quite noisy, other than 60 decibels. They have enough places to put your items and enough lights. If I have some outdoor homework about buying books, I can study and buy books in one place. Some bookstores have coffee shops, so I can study in an excellent environment. My rating for bookstores is 4 out of 5. If you want to save your valuable time and use spare time to study, transportations are some good places to save your time. You can study while you are on the transportations like trains and planes, so you can study until you are arriving at your destination. It is very noisy in the transportations, at least 80 decibels. However, you can do as much homework and tasks as you can according to your journey time. You can eat food or drink in some transportations, and there are enough lights for you to study. You also need to pause doing your homework during the turbulence on the plane. So my rating for transportation is 3 out of 5. Park is the best place to relax, and there are some chairs where you can sit down and read books. The atmosphere is so good because there are so many plants that can absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen. There is enough sunlight so you can read your books without difficulty. In case you are tired, you can take a rest, watch the scenery and relax, then you can continue studying. Parks are very quiet, usually quieter than 80 decibels. You can stay there for a long time. Some parks have free Wi-Fi, and some parks have cafes. If the book you are reading is related to the scenery, you can combine with the scenery and the book while reading so you can read faster. So my rating for parks is 4 out of 5. If you can't find a good place to study, or there are so many people in the places I recommended before, you can study at your home. Sometimes, due to the pandemic or lockdown, you have to stay at home to study. The technology is very good right now. You can use the apps that I have recommended or chat with your classmates to study at your home. However, you might feel bored or demotivated at your home. You can watch some studying vlogs while you are studying to give you motivations. You also can decorate your bedroom to reduce your boredom without changing places. This will allow you to immerse yourself in an environment that you are studying at a cafe or other places. You can see my bedroom tour at www.kenstudyjourney.com/bedroom-tour. So, my rating for home is 5 out of 5. Okay, these are my suggestions about the places to study productively. I hope you can study faster and productively with my suggestions. Thanks for listening. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website www.kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. If you have any questions or need help, or if you cannot understand my articles, feel free to contact me, and I am here to help you. See you at the next article. Bye.